They're actually very similar. They're not a different kind of combination. When you're preparing for them, is it what do you see on film, knowing that they're actually very similar players?
Oh, they both run the ball hard. You know, you see Lacy run the ball. He's running the ball hard. I think you know, the other guys probably a little quicker, right? You know, a little quicker in the hole, but they both run hard and they both have the ability to make big plays in a running game. So there is no difference. We got to wrap up and we got to have, you know, more than one guy at the football tackling these guys.
We have a feeling that they're going to rely more on the run.
Yeah, I mean, that's our feeling, that they're going to rely heavily on the running game since they lost their quarterback. You know, look at them. You know, they have two very capable backs and they have a pretty good offensive line. They do a good job of run blocking. So I don't see why they wouldn't rely heavy on the run game. So it's going to be a really, really, you know, tough challenge for us, you know, stepping up and stopping the run this week against two very capable backs.
The same thing I just asked LaShawn. Have you noticed the fact that you get so much production from this rookie class? And what do you think it is that's enabled them to get on the field and be so productive?
I mean, you know, the rookies that we have, they were productive at the schools, at their colleges. They were very top players, productive players, played for a long time. And, you know, they just come right in. They fit right in well. Smart guys who are able to learn quickly, grasp the offensive, defensive concepts, and they're able to plug themselves in, play hard, you know, not try to do too much. You don't even notice the guys are rookies because of the way they're playing.
Do you think where they camp, you know, Stanford, LSU, yeah, Oklahoma, Square?
So I say you got guys from a lot of top programs who, you know, play tough football every week. So, you know, guys step in, and it's not overwhelming to our rookies. That's what I would say.
What are the challenges of playing a team that is going to be without probably their best player, quarterback?
Challenges?
Yeah. Because the tendency could be to, you know, it's going to be,
I mean, easier. there is a little uncertainty there because you don't, you know, we have so much film of what, you know, Aaron did when he was in there. So there is a little bit of uncertainty of how they're going to attack us. So from that standpoint, we have to be ready for everything.
Is there any type of tendency that, you know, it's going to be easier?
No, we don't. No, I don't. It's the NFL. No week is easy, no matter who's playing. And Seneca's been in the league for a long time. He's a very veteran quarterback. Knows he's played in the West Coast offense before. He knows how to make all the reads, all the throws. So it's definitely not a let up or easy week.
You sit there watching Monday Night Football, and you see Rodgers go down. What's the first thing that goes through?
I'm just hoping the guys healthy. I hate to see guys just go down and get injured. You know, that's one thing about me. I like to see everybody just healthy and doing well. It's always, you know, sad to see guys go down with injuries. So he's just praying that everything is well with him. You know, of course we would love to face him. You want to face the best. You know, he's the best guy. How do you compare yourself? It's besides going up against one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And so, from that standpoint, you know, you would like to have him go against him, but that's not the case.
In a business where you guys look for, you know, in a sense, any advantage you can get, I mean, in a sense, this is a big advantage not having to face Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people say it's a big advantage from outside looking in, but we still have to prepare well. We still have to go out, you know, play the game and stop these guys. They still have the capability to, like I said, run the ball well. Seneca can throw the ball. So it's not just, I don't think it's as easy as everybody's putting it out there to be.
Now, Phil Davis sounded surprised when he looked at the stats at the end of the Raiders game and saw the yards and the plays. How do you grade how the defense plays? Do you only look at points? Do you look at yards? Do you look at plays?
There were definitely a lot of plays in there that, you know, we like to have back plays that we kind of, plays that should have been stuffed, you know, some check downs there that went for longer yardage. So, I think they didn't beat us with any, like, you know, big, deep passes. It's small things that, you know, we do a better job of taking better angles, tackling better. You'll see those yardage go down a lot. And, you know, the plays, I feel like, you know, if we do a better job of getting off the field and not giving up those big plays, then we wouldn't have as many plays as we did.
But when the offense is scoring on one play, two plays, yeah, obviously the defense is going to have more plays.
When the offense is putting up points like that, it kind of, you know, it doesn't matter. Defensively, you know, you still have to go out there defense. You're still thinking, I know our mindset was let's get a three and out to get the offense the ball back, but it didn't happen that way. We would like to happen that way, but we feel like we control when we get off the field as a defense, not so much as, our offense, okay, they're a quick tempo, they score quickly, that determines how long we stay on the field. That's not really the case. If we go out and stop people, and we'll be going 3 and out.
You haven't given up 100 yard rusher this year. How proud are you of a number like that? And does that number actually mean a lot to you?
You pride yourself in stopping the run. That number does mean a lot. You know, you pride yourself in stopping the run game. You don't want any 100-yard rushers. But at the end of the day, you know, this game is about points, you know, not giving up the points. You don't give up the points, you know, you win the game. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.